While efforts to include the immigrant worker in the $1 billion pandemic financial aid bill have failed in Annapolis, Democrats have promised to pass a separate bill this week. The measure had survived committee last week but was dropped to get the relief package through the state legislature. Those who have what are called I-10 numbers to pay their taxes would be eligible if they meet the earned income tax credit income requirements.
Like many Marylanders, they've been hit hard by the coronavirus pandemic while working in essential services.
Kim Protiak is advocacy director for Casa de Maryland, an immigrant rights group, and we talked with her just as the measure had gotten out of committee.
Everybody has been suffering with the pandemic in Maryland, and many legislators see that immigrants that live in Maryland have also been suffering. Many of them are essential workers that have been really helping many other people stay alive by selling groceries, picking crops, taking care of family members through the pandemic, but they've been ineligible for all the other forms of relief that so many Americans have been getting by on. They are ineligible for unemployment benefits. They have been ineligible for the COVID relief stimulus checks, and some of them, many of them, are trying to choose whether or not to pay rent or to put food on the table.
What kind of impact has this virus had in terms of particularly undocumented immigrants? Because last year we talked to a number of them, and it was pretty tough.
Absolutely. I think that, I think immigrants really have something to teach a lot of us who are born in this country, in that, they live frequently in multi-generational family units, have additional family members living with them. And because of that housing situation, right, the pandemic really speeds through households pretty quickly. That's something that we should all admire being turned into something that's really impacting people's health. And they just really are both unemployed or underemployed, or, on the other hand, working essential jobs, and working really, really hard, but also increasing their exposure to the virus.
Do we have any idea how many of these people will be affected and what kinds of people they are?
Absolutely. So there's around 86,000 households in Maryland who file their state taxes every year. So these are Maryland taxpayers using I-10 numbers, the Social Security numbers. And I-10 number holders are sort of a mix, but the majority of them are undocumented. There are also some lawful immigrants amongst that group. I think the comptroller's office estimates that somewhere in the neighborhood of 46,000 of those households would be eligible for this relief, given their annual income. And I just want to make a really important point, I think, that gets lost a little bit in this discussion. Just because the tax filer is filing their taxes in I-10 doesn't mean that all the members of their household are also undocumented. The many of them have U.S. citizen children. And even if your kids are U.S. citizens, you are still ineligible for the relief under current law. We have a member, Maritza, who's worked for 12 years as a farm worker. She has 4 children, 3 of whom are U.S. citizens. Her family was infected twice with COVID, and they have not received any financial help, even when they were unable to work because they're sick. And yet Maritza is a proud Maryland taxpayer.
Kim Protiak is the advocacy director of Casa de Maryland, an immigrant rights group. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.